Back now with Day to Day and more with our top story. Both former Enron executives Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling found guilty on multiple counts today. Just after the verdicts were read, Jeff Skilling appeared on the steps of the Houston courthouse.
We fought a good fight, and some things work, some things don't.
Marketplace's Bob Moon is here from New York. And Bob, you're in New York. Any reaction on Wall Street?
Well, I think, if anything, probably more relief than anything else. The collapse of Enron already has triggered wide-ranging corporate and governmental reform. So generally, what is going to happen in terms of regulation and that sort of thing, the fallout from all of this, has already happened, if you will.
Mm. And Ken Lay was found guilty on all counts. Can you run through those?
Yeah, former Enron Corporation CEO Kenneth Lay found guilty on all six counts against him, one count of conspiracy, two counts of wire fraud, three counts of securities fraud. Former Enron Chief Jeffrey Skilling found guilty on 19 counts, including one count of conspiracy, all 12 counts of securities fraud, five counts of making false statements. The jury did acquit Skilling on all but one of the insider trading counts against him. So these men, who had been leaders of a company that was once the seventh largest in the country, a market value of more than $68 billion, now they're convicted felons facing potentially the rest of their lives behind bars.
Mm. And what does it mean for the rest of corporate America?
Well, no doubt that this conviction is a big win for the government. Perhaps it sends the strongest signal yet that this is not going to be tolerated by the federal government. Of course, we had that seemingly endless series of corporate scandals, including convictions against executives from WorldCom, Adelphia, even Martha Stewart. Government prosecutors in this case spent many years very carefully building their case against these two Enron bosses. And this verdict really does put the blame squarely on those executives. They had used a sort of a blind monkey defense, if you will. They claimed that anything that was illegal going on, they didn't know about. It took place without their knowledge, without their understanding. That's going to be a tough thing to carry out in the future in terms of a defense. And legal experts say that overturning these verdicts is really going to be a long shot.
And you'll have more on this later today on Marketplace?
Yeah, we'll be following this today in the Marketplace newsroom.
And we'll be following it, too, here at NPR. Thank you very much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.